You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. In-person absentee voting is underway in La Crosse. You can vote in-person absentee at City Hall today from 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon. There are other locations open this week for absentee voting, which you can find at lacrosseeagle.com. In-person absentee voting is also available next week. In addition to statewide races, voters in the city will choose a new mayor and three new school board members. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. Area school boards will have contested elections on the Tuesday, April 1st spring election ballot. Six candidates are on the ballot for La Crosse, although one, Kevin Hunt, announced he is no longer seeking the office, leaving five people for three seats. Three incumbents are among five candidates for three seats in West Salem, while Onalaska has two incumbents among three candidates for two seats on its school board. There are also contested school board races in Cashton, Melrose Mindoro, and Westby. Board members are elected to three-year terms. La Crosse voters will decide on a new mayor this spring. Shondell Washington Spivey, a community organizer and volunteer who earned both the most votes in February's primary and the endorsement of the Democratic Party, will face La Crosse City Council President Chris Kahlo in the Tuesday, April 1st spring election. In last week's mayoral debate, the candidates split on how to deal with the city's homeless population and how to attract young families to the city through affordable housing. Two city committees meet today. The Board of Park Commissioners and Police and Fire Commission are scheduled for meetings, with the latter going through personnel reports. Only five city committees are scheduled to meet next week, the last full week of March. Meanwhile, tonight's La Crosse County Board meeting has a light agenda. It will consider changes to three finance-related ordinances, among a handful of other items. The meeting will be held at 6 p.m. at the Administrative Center. The two candidates for state superintendent met last night in a virtual forum. Jill Underly is facing a challenge for Brittany Kinzer in the Tuesday, April 1st spring election. The two candidates provided very different views about the state of education in Wisconsin. Kinzer said that public education is failing in the state's largest city.
Right now, unfortunately, 3 out of 10 children are only reading well enough to go to college or have a career. And in Milwaukee, where I live, we have the worst outcomes for our Black students, with only 5% of children reading well enough to go to college or have a career.
Kinzer said she would work to eliminate bureaucracy and restore previous testing standards. Underly says the state has improved over the last 4 years.
Wisconsin's moved from 14th in the nation for education in 2020 to 6th in 2024, and now we have the highest graduation rate in our state's history, and the progress that we've made is real, but our work isn't done.
Underly said Wisconsin just had its highest graduation rate ever. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is holding a virtual town hall event this afternoon. Van Orden says he won't hold in-person events due to what he calls outside agitators.
I want to be the most accessible member of Congress possible, and to have somebody screeching in the background that is not having a productive discussion with either myself or their fellow constituents is unacceptable.
Today's virtual event is at 4 p.m. Invites to participate were emailed to people who have signed up for his newsletters on his congressional website. A town hall event in Vernon County was well attended, but not by the congressman that event organizers had invited to show up. The group holding the town hall in Viroqua, Concerned Citizens of Vernon County, organized the event out of frustration that Republican Derek Van Orden was not meeting with constituents. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan attended and took questions from voters instead. Van Orden said that George Soros-funded agitators are the reason he is not doing in-person events, including the one in Viroqua. A Quick Trip employee was stabbed to death in Minnesota yesterday morning. According to a release by the company, the 34-year-old man was killed just after 3 a.m. Tuesday at a store in Mankato. Quick Trip CEO Scott Zeitlow said that, quote, "This is a devastating loss for all of us, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends." Mankato police announced that they made an arrest, 28-year-old Michael Miller, and that they are recommending second-degree murder charges against him. This is the final week of the winter high school sports season, capped off by the state boys basketball championships in Madison. Aquinas and Cochran Fountain City made it to the state tournament this week, with Aquinas playing defending champion Mineral Point tonight in Division 4, and Cochran Fountain City playing Turtle Lake tomorrow morning in Division 5 in semifinal games. Title games are Saturday at the Kohl Center in Madison, with local teams playing in the early games if they advance. Snowfall reports in La Crosse, Monroe, and Trempealeau counties from yesterday showed 7 to 10 inches of snow fell from yesterday's storm. We'll be just below or at our season averages in temperatures for the next several days, with sunny skies on tap through Saturday. Highs today will be in the 30s and low 40s, rising to the mid and upper 40s later this week. Our next weather maker happens Saturday into Sunday, which is expected to be mostly rain. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Tournament time for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Badgers in Denver to face Montana today. Now, the city of Milwaukee will also host some tournament games this weekend. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he'd preferred Fiserv Forum instead of Ball Arena in Colorado.
I thought we got a really good seed. I understand why we got sent to Denver based on the seed lines, with Kentucky, Texas Tech, Iowa State all ahead of us at the three lines. So, you know, Sunday didn't matter. I don't think even Saturday mattered in terms of the committee's eyes. I think we were locked. So you turn the page and get ready to go play.
Baseball opening day a week from today in New York when the Brewers play the Yankees. One pitcher for the crew to watch for is 25-year-old right-hander Craig Yoho, who's had a good spring training, but for now is being sent to the minors.
I mean, yeah, it was a good experience. You know, I played well, a lot of confidence going into the season, and that's where I want to be. And, you know, I want to be helping the team win as much as possible this season. And so, you know, when my time comes, I'll be ready for it.
That's Brewers pitcher Craig Yoho with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Things are moving forward on The Boys prequel, Vought Rising. Producers just added actress Elizabeth Posey to one of the lead roles, although they are not divulging much about the character. Posey joins cast members Jensen Ackles and Aya Cash, who are reprising their roles as Soldier Boy and Stormfront from The Boys. Amazon Prime is the studio behind the show, which will see Ackles and Cash as executive producers, along with The Boys series creator and writer Eric Kripke. Sticking with casting, according to Deadline, Greg Kinnear will join the show Margo's Got Money Troubles. The Apple TV show stars Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer. Fanning plays the daughter of a Hooters waitress and a pro wrestler who finds herself as a new mom with no money. So she starts an OnlyFans page and uses her father's pro wrestling tactics to make it work. Sure, it sounds confusing, but wait till you see it. Margo's Got Money Troubles is based on the novel of the same title by Rufy Thorpe. Here's one of Pete's picks. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the film The Gorge on Apple TV, and I referred to it as not a great movie, but a great streaming movie that you can watch at home. The same applies for the film Elevation. It's yet another post-apocalyptic film where giant insect-type creatures emerge from the middle of the earth and wipe out 95% of the population, leaving only those who live in the mountains above 8,000 feet due to the fact that the creatures cannot survive at that altitude. The film is well cast, well acted, and has some pretty harrowing moments as star Anthony Mackie has to descend below 8,000 feet in search of inhalers for his son who has asthma. Not a bad watch, and I do recommend. For those of you eagerly awaiting season 4 of Ted Lasso, if your favorite character was Lasso's son Henry, you'll be disappointed to know that the show will recast the role played by Gus Turner, who played the role for 3 seasons. On the bright side, if you're an actor and can pull off playing a 12-year-old, this could be your big breakthrough. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid-40s this afternoon. The wind will be west to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles in the afternoon with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.